the Skinny and Hooli Show.
Listoon Varna. Oh, Listoon Varna. Listoon Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan. And with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooli, great to be back here. Elizabeth McNeil's.
It is great
on the river. It's gorgeous, and we got a nice crowd in here tonight for the show.
Oh, we got a terrific crowd. I got
all these people came down for the show.
I got a good feeling about tonight, Skinny.
Yeah, so do I
don't know what it is. There's something
some
in
guys
there.
Wore tuxedos here tonight for the show.
Hey, listen to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooli.com. You know, this is the second day that I've actually felt good since we got back from Ireland. It's taken me that long to recover.
Yeah, you know what, Hooli? It does at this time of the year because everybody is sick. Everybody's got...
I was sick. My wife is sick.
Was sick.
Yeah. I know you were sick. That's how I got sick.
I know. Well, that's I got even with you for that dirty trick you pulled on me on the way home.
There were many dirty tricks played in Ireland.
None quite like that one.
Look, there goes one of the Smith brothers.
Yes, we had a great time there, Hooli, though. And okay, we want to thank our friend Katie Grennan for...
Really,
she was a star.
Oh, was she ever.
Everybody.
She was the star of the whole trip.
She's a great
kid.
But we
had a lot of MVPs, too, though.
Yeah, and here's my daughter, Nora, just came in.
Oh, they're good. She's going to have the perfect seat right across.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just recovering, starting to feel better, and ready to get into...
You look good tonight.
Thank you. Ready to get into the holiday swing of things and making a run to Thanksgiving and... all that stuff.
You got some color in your cheeks, but it's cold out. It's good at this time of year.
Yeah, it's kind of nippy out there.
Yeah, we're good. We're through with all the nice weather. It looks like I won't be doing any more golfing this year.
I won't think we'll be doing the show outside anymore until
next
May.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But we did have a great time, Hooli.
Did we ever.
We had a great time with the people that went with us. They really blended together.
Well, you know what? I talked to Dick Murray on the other day. He's great.
Oh,
he's
shoot.
Okay.
He's great. Right. That is great.
Yeah,
it's a shame. He's a big, powerful guy.
Yeah.
How about when we went to Kong, and he was playing John Wayne.
He was playing John Wayne.
He looks like John Wayne, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's got that strong, silent thing going.
Yeah, he does.
The Duke.
And a really, really good guy. Well, that's good. I'm glad you talked to him.
He's good. Yeah.
That's great.
Everybody was great on the trip this year. There were
no
clinkers. Or, you know, it was just
they all got
minute.
Along, but you start to trip off the first week. Not the first week, the first couple days.
Well, you don't know everybody.
You know, there's two people here and four people here, and they all talk to their own. And then by the end, everybody's dancing and singing, and they just have a great time, and they're friends for life.
I think so. And we got to have a reunion show probably maybe in early December for them.
Yes.
Have them all come down here.
Hey, I do want to remind you about this weekend, though. I know I want to say something. Notre Dame is playing terrific football this year. And I know there's a lot of Notre Dame fans that listen to the show, and they're going to be one of the – hopefully they beat Miami this weekend. But I know there's a boycott of the NFL.
I'm down with that.
I know you're very disappointed because there are such great Americans in the NFL.
Yeah,
but
sure
I know that – so if you're not doing anything on Sunday
– don't watch the NFL.
Thank you.
That's also Memorial Day. Well, actually, the day after Memorial.
Veterans Day.
Yeah, Veterans Day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that's veterans have been insulted enough.
Absolutely.
So. Anyways, we'll see what happens.
I'm going to be in Gotham this weekend anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Patrick
Fitzmaurice is being inducted. He's getting the first responder awards from the Irish Echo. So I'm going
down
to
excellent.
See that. And then I'm also going to visit with Kevin Fortuna, the filmmaker from The Dunning Man.
Good. Hey, listen, you got to do me a favor. I talked to Alderman Burke and thanked him.
Yeah.
I met with him and went over to see him about
the Chicago flag presentation.
Yes, and he said, is there any way you can send me some pictures?
Oh, I have a film. I got a 35-minute film I can send
him. Yeah, but do we got pictures?
I'm sure somebody does.
All right. Well, I have to send out an email. I want to get him some pictures.
Yeah.
But he was very good. And Denny, your lifelong buddy, terrific. Denny, was terrific.
He sure was. Yeah.
Yeah. Did a great job.
We got a lot of great film on that thing that we'll put together, a little documentary about
and
the
we came
flight.
Up with a good scam for future trips.
The I flight. Wouldn't call it a scam.
No, no. I'm talking about, I just mean.
A program.
A program, yeah. It'd be great. Pro scam.
Yeah, pro scam. In Ireland, they call it a scheme.
A scheme. It was really good, though, but scheme. All those towns that we go to all have ties to Chicago.
Sure they do. We can bring a flag to
them. We're going to bring a flag to them and say, you know, thanks from Chicago. You know, so-and-so came here, and this one came here, and because Chicago was built by the Irish. You know that better than anybody, Cyril.
We got Cyril Regan here with us tonight.
Yeah.
We should get to our first guest.
Yes.
We're very, very happy to welcome Stephen Randles. He's the representative for Hyde Irish Whiskey and Kalaka. Say that?
Kalak.
Kalak Irish Vodka.
Are you happy to see me, or are you happy to see the whiskey?
The whiskey, I'll be honest.
I thought as much.
But we've had the Hyde before. It's terrific. But this is interesting, Irish vodka. You don't hear about that a lot. Usually it's Russian vodka.
Stephen, you were telling us, what's it made out of?
So it's called Kalak Vodka. It's one of the world's only single malt vodkas. And there's a good story behind this company. So the owner was based in Moscow in Russia, and he was actually the sales and marketing manager for Moët Champagne and Hennessy Brandy.
Yeah.
But any good business deal, as we all know, that's cemented in Russia is cemented over shots of vodka in a nightclub.
Yes.
Like when you secure the deal, you go out, you have shots of vodka with your business partner, and you cement the deal in that way. And he was like, why are people paying such money for this tasteless, odorless spirit? Like, there's so much more that you could do with spirits. Why are people taking... So he wanted to set out to create a vodka with a taste, with a spirit, with character, with complexity.
Ah.
That's when Kalak was founded. And Kalak is actually... She was the Irish Celtic goddess of winter. And as you can see on the bottle, it's got a beautiful staff here on the bottle.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically, cool. The story goes, she lived up in the West Cork Mountains, the Barra Mountains of West Cork. And it said when she would pound her staff, that winter would spread throughout the country. So we wanted to name it the vodka after a strong and powerful force. So we thought nothing better than the Kalak, or Kailak, as she was known.
Yeah, well, you can bring the vodka here. Tell her to stay up in the mountains. I don't want her pounding here. We got enough winter.
Yeah, she seems to be pounding pretty hard in Chicago, right, doesn't she?
Is this will be your first winter in Chicago?
This is my first winter in Chicago. Okay. I'm a bit looking forward to it in a bit of trepidation.
Well, you've got plenty of vodka and whiskey. You'll be okay.
It'll keep me warm.
And you're a Cork man.
Oh, I'm a Cork man. So both of these products are both Cork products. I'm a proud Cork man. Yeah.
Good for you.
That is great. Well, tell us about the whiskey now.
So Hyde Whiskey is named after a great Irish leader. His name is Douglas Hyde. So as many Irish people will know, he was the very first president of the Republic of Ireland.
Ah.
That's what he's most well known for. But he was a great Irish linguist. He was a great Irish scholar. He was otherwise known as the Craveen Eveen, which means the pleasant little branch. That was his writer's name. He wrote plenty of prose in Irish. Some of his most famous works, stuff like The Love Songs of Connacht, A Literary History of Ireland, Legends of Saints and Sinners. So he wrote an awful lot of Irish
prose. This was all Douglas Hyde, yeah?
This was all Douglas Hyde. He wrote hundreds of pieces in Irish.
Yeah.
But as well as that, he was actually probably one of the leading leaders in the movement of preserving and keeping alive the Irish language. And he set up the Gaelic League back in 1893. And the Gaelic League was all about keeping alive Gaelic ideals and Gaelic culture and
the
Irish
language.
Culture and the language, so on and so forth. And a lot of people such as Padraig Pearse, Michael Collins, Eamon de Valera, they all joined the Gaelic League and learned a lot of their Gaelic ideals from the Gaelic League itself. And Douglas Hyde was the first president of this as well. So as you can see, the bottle we have here today, it says Hyde 1916 on the bottle. So 1916 was obviously the year of the 1916
the year
rising.
Of the centennial,
And then in 1938... Eamon de Valera invited Douglas Hyde to come back after all his great work, and he was elected as the very first president of the Republic of Ireland.
What year was that?
1938.
Oh, 38.
When he was elected as the very first president of the Republic of Ireland.
When did de Valera become president?
It was after that, probably 1945 was when Douglas Hyde finished up his presidency. So I'd say it was after that point in time. So yeah, so he was the very first president of the Republic, which was a poignant moment in Irish history. Because as we all know, we were under the English rule for quite a long time.
You know what, while you're telling us about the whiskey, we're just going to start pouring some.
You start pouring
of those,
and
okay?
You enjoy. pour me a glass there as well, please.
I absolutely will. Yeah. You like yours neat, right?
I prefer mine neat, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a real
You know,
man.
It's amazing about...
We're talking with Stephen Randles from Hyde Irish Whiskey.
Yeah,
ahead,
and all those people that were involved with the revolution... the uprising in 1916, they were all so well-educated. Unbelievable. They were writers, and they were,
well, they were
very, very, you know, I hate to say this, but very similar to our revolution. And, you know, when we went up against the English in 1776, you know, we had Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Washington. All those people were very well-educated, too.
Well, 100%, but they were men with a cause.
Right.
So they wanted to understand what they were fighting for. They wanted to understand what they were doing, and they wanted other people to understand why they were doing these things. So that's what they wrote about Irish and Irish history, and they wanted to keep Irish culture alive and Irish history alive and the Irish language alive. So that's why they wrote so much and were so well-educated, because they had a cause that they believed in thoroughly.
Yeah, and when we were in Ireland just recently, we went to Achill Island.
Oh, beautiful.
Which is absolutely beyond the beyond. But the fact that all those students go there every summer for the Irish language.
Oh, the Gaeltacht.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage for any young Irish man. You go out to the Gaeltacht for the summer, you play games, you learn Irish culture, you learn the Irish language. You might kiss a Colleen or two. Colleen stands for female.
I thought you were going to say sheep. There's so many sheep out there.
On Achill Island?
Yes.
And that's where a lot of young Irish men get their first kisses, out on Achill Island.
Yes.
Not with sheep, with women.
Yes, but we also went to one of the Aran Isles.
Oh, that was horrible.
Yeah, I know, but it was the same thing with the Irish language.
But it was in the middle
emphasized.
Of it, right after Ophelia.
We went on a boat, and we hit it, a lot of people on the boat
got sick.
Very, very sick.
Brave men after Ophelia.
Scary. Yeah, and Holy and I had to jump overboard and paddle the boat into shore.
Yeah.
It was the seas were very choppy, but
no,
I'm
going to
take
men.
A hit of this now.
Take a hit of that.
And when we were in the water, a lot of people talked about they thought it was a large gray whale. Not me.
Now
this is
out of sight.
Sláinte, Huli.
Sláinte, thank you. Oh, it's delicious.
So Hyde Irish Whiskey.
Has a nice finish. So is that how you say it? And has a great finish?
Beautiful finish. Lovely palate.
What does that mean, finish?
So that'd be a long, lingering taste if you get in your mouth. So you'd be getting a lot of caramel, vanilla, oak notes coming through your mouth.
I hate those oak notes.
Yeah, so this is a six-year-old single grain Irish whiskey.
The grain, is it the grain?
This
oak?
Is young. This
corn.
Is a young whiskey.
It's a corn.
Then,
this particular one is
made
from corn.
Wait. Is it? I can't eat. I cannot drink gluten.
You can't drink gluten?
You can't
drink celiac. Celiac.
You should still be able to drink this.
Oh, there you go.
That's made from corn?
Corn is the original. Yeah, is what it's made from.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be a whiskey man again, Holy.
You said that when two weeks ago you thought you could drink Guinness, and then someone told me made a mistake.
I drank a whole bunch of Guinness one night, and someone told me it was gluten-free. I just about ended up in the hospital. But anyways.
Oh, wow. Well, we have other whiskey, so we have six different variations of Hyde Irish whiskey. Yeah. I only brought one with me tonight because my bag is only so big.
Sure.
So we've stuff made from malted barley as well. We've 10-year-old single malts, but we're all about the wood. So this particular one is finished in an ex-Kentucky bourbon barrel, but we've got whiskeys finished in Caribbean rum casks from Barbados.
Oh.
We have whiskeys finished in Oloroso sherry casks that we hand-pick from Spanish bodegas in Cadiz. We have a brand new one coming out actually in 3 weeks' time. It's the same whiskey you're drinking now, Huli, and it's actually finished in a Burgundy red wine cask from the Côte Noir region just above Dijon in France. So we're really, really excited about that. And a lot of the restaurants like Chicago Cuts, so on and so forth, around Chicago are really excited to get their hands on that one because the fact that it's finished in the red wine cask, it'll pair very nicely with the food.
Did you talk to Matty Moore over there?
Oh, Matty Moore is a big supporter of us.
Yeah, he's a great friend
himself
of mine.
Himself and PJ, a PJ, a fine cork
man. Oh, yeah. Great people over there at Chicago Cut.
Well, that's the great thing about the Irish in Chicago. Do you know, the Irish back home, some people could be begrudgers. They're like, you know, look at that fella, what's he doing trying to get up there and do that? Whereas any Irish person you meet in Chicago, they couldn't be more supportive. They want to see Irish people do well. The great Paddy Homan up in the trad session in the Galway Arms. Yeah. What a man. He's been such a help to me since I came
But let me tell you, there's plenty of begrudgers here. Don't kid yourself.
We've had Patty on many times on our show, many, many times. Yeah. Patty is one
he's
of the great
pal.
Chicago Irish. Oh, well, he's great, just a great guy, period.
He's a Chicago and Cork legend is what he
right,
is.
Yes, he is,
right.
Absolutely.
He's a great guy, great guy.
We had him on here with the mayor of Cork, and he was singing my
they
own
sang,
the banks of my own lovely Lee. It was terrific, yeah.
It's terrific.
Well, Paddy, every Sunday night I go straight to the Galway Arms to see Paddy.
Oh,
play.
Do you?
My,
yeah.
But the whole of Ireland does. It's a great place. You meet people from all over.
Yeah. Well, you've probably seen Katie Grennan. She's our fiddler on our
I've
trip.
I've seen her play there.
Yeah, she's terrific, isn't she? Yeah.
You won't forget seeing her. She's terrific. Yeah.
And they sell high Irish whiskey up there as well, would you believe?
Well, I bet they do. Well, that's an Irishman who owns it. What's the guy's name? Terry Gain?
I don't actually know Terry name myself, but I just know the bar staff and everyone up there.
Okay.
Paddy as well.
Well, that's how you get in. You got to meet these guys. This is great whiskey, I got to tell you.
Who's the guy that has the Emerald Place?
Connor O'Keefe for the Vaughns. Connor O'Keefe is the manager, and then you have the Vaughns.
Eamon Vaughan is the owner.
Great men from Newmarket.
We just had him on the show.
We did.
You had Eamon Vaughan on the show?
Eamon is a sponsor of my film festival as well.
Go away. He's another big supporter of Fight Irish Whiskey.
He's a terrific
guy. Big help for us since we set up here. Gives a lot of contacts to me right in Chicago.
Oh, that's good to know.
Boy, how long have you been? You said 2 years. You've seen everybody, man.
You just got here in August.
I only got here in August, but the brand has been live here for about 2 years. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everyone is so supportive. Everyone wants to meet you. Everyone wants to help you.
Well, sure, you're giving out free whiskey. What do you expect? Everybody wants to be your friend. And why shouldn't we be?
Exactly.
You know?
Well, look, we're a small little company from Cork. We're trying to take on the world. You've got the two Hyde brothers. They're from Bandon.
They're still alive?
The two Hyde brothers who set up the company.
Oh.
So they're far off.
Are they descendants of Douglas?
Far off descendants of Douglas Hyde.
Okay, that's cool.
So they wanted to create a unique Irish whiskey, a craft Irish whiskey, presidential quality, hence why they chose the name Douglas Hyde.
Sure, sure.
But their family have been involved in the drinks industry for hundreds of years. They had a bar, and before it was a bar, it was a tavern in the town of Bandon, just outside Cork. And Bandon would have been a distillery town, so there was a huge distillery in Bandon.
Oh, wow.
Bandon was actually formed around this distillery because basically it employed hundreds and hundreds of people, so that's how Bandon the town actually formed. And then their family in the 1600s set up a tavern in Bandon, forever selling drink and selling whiskey. So the tavern recently closed down, but they wanted to keep up the drinks tradition in the family, so Connor and Alan Hyde went and they set up a whiskey company.
Good for them.
To keep up the Cork tradition.
Where they distill it?
So we're based in Little Island in Cork.
Okay.
So that's where we're based ourselves, in Little Island Cork.
And how is it going?
It's going really, really well. So we have a great foothold in Chicago. We're available in about 20 states throughout the U.S. But our target really is this year to push on, kick on, and get it going nationally throughout the USA to open up as many states as possible and to really, really get it going. Because I don't know if you notice, but Irish whiskey is in the middle of a renaissance in the U.S. alone.
Yeah.
So in the last 10 years, Irish whiskey has gone up in sales by 700% in the U.S.
No kidding.
And by 2020, they're expecting Irish whiskey sales to double in the U.S. And between 2020 and 2030, they're expecting Irish whiskey sales to treble in the USA alone.
People drink too much.
Since I've arrived here, I can see
you
that.
You know what? I don't get a hangover from Irish whiskey. Either.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason. I just...
Well, people say the Irish are alcoholics. Since I've come over here, Chicagoans are alcoholics. They're out five nights a week, six nights a week. But
we're very proud of that, by the way, Stephen.
Well, you should go to Wisconsin, up in Wisconsin.
Oh, I know all about Wisconsin.
Of the top 20 drunkest cities in America,
eight of them
are in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if you ever go up there, I was on a trip to Milwaukee recently to the Irish Cultural Heritage Center up there.
Oh, yeah.
But every person I met, they were like, "Oh, you work in the drinks industry? Did you hear we have eight of the drunkest cities in the U.S.
They're
in
very
this
proud
state?"
Of it. Yeah.
And everyone tells you straight away. It's a proud thing. It's like an achievement. It's like a badge they wear.
That is terrific for Wisconsin.
Well, this is great stuff, I'll tell you
it
that.
Is.
Now, I'm not going to mix the vodka tonight. Maybe on another night I'll have the vodka. Never been a big vodka.
Are you sure that's corn-based?
That's corn-based. Yeah, so that's corn-based. We have ones that are finished in malted barley, but that's corn-based.
This is one...
made from malted barley. The ingredients in the vodka are malted barley, yeast, and West Cork spring water.
I can have stuff that's corn or oats.
That's why the corn keeps coming out of you.
Yeah, that's why.
you can drink cloud whiskey then.
I might try a little bit of that.
I'm telling you, it's
Hooli, funny that you say you wouldn't mix your whiskey with your vodka.
Yeah.
Kalak vodka, it's actually known as the whiskey drinker's vodka. So most vodkas are made from a thing called GNS, neutral grain spirits, and they're made to be as cheap and as tasteless and odorous as possible.
Vodka you're talking about.
Vodka, yeah. Whereas this is actually made from malted barley. So malted barley, if you know your whiskey, single malt is a sexy term when it comes to whiskey. Everyone wants single malt this, single malt that. This is one of the first single malt vodkas in the world. So the fact that it's made from malted barley, it has a complexity, it has a character, it has a taste profile for it. And it's made similar to how a whiskey is made. It's four times pot distilled in a whiskey distillery.
Oh.
So it's actually known as the whiskey drinker's vodka. And we didn't even say that ourselves. It was Paul Packelt, who is the leading spirits expert in the world. He writes for the London Spirits Journal. He actually coined that phrase. And we saw it in his article afterwards. He actually gave us, he did his spirits review of the year last year. And Kalak vodka was one of only two
Kalak.
Spirits.
K-A-L-A-K.
A-K. So let me ask it's the phonetic question. Spelling of Unkiluk, which was the Irish Celtic goddess.
I know a lot of the people in Ireland, a lot of our tour guides and stuff made a lot of stuff up. This looks like poutine to me. Is that what it is? What do you think, Hooli?
It looks like poutine.
It does look look like it.
But hang on a second. You could say anything looks like poutine. Poutine looks like water. It's just a clear spirit.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's a mule kick, poutine. But hey, we'll find out. I can't sample it tonight.
Well, this is going. The Kalak is only available in Chicago. We're using a contagion marketing strategy. We're launching in Chicago. We're only targeting.
Did you say contagion?
Contagion. Yeah,
you
like
people
that.
People taste it and go, I gotta get more of this.
So no,
it's
basically,
contagious.
We're only available in Chicago. So we want to get in with the top 20 cocktail bars, top 25 star hotels, top 20 restaurants in Chicago, top 20 whiskey bars as well. And once we're in all of those, then we're gonna go to New York. But not until we've built up. So we have Instagram bloggers and influencers.
Oh, you're doing the
social media thing.
We're not
doing it though. But they're pushing it themselves.
Sure.
We're not even paying these guys. We don't have the budget to do it.
Oh yeah.
They're pushing it, and we've got calls from New York saying, "Hey, we want this vodka. How can we get it? We want this vodka that all these great cocktail bars and whiskey bars in Chicago
terrific.
Have."
Yeah.
And we're like, "Well, they'll get it eventually." But
now, what are some of the drinks you can make with Kalak?
Well, my personal favorite is because it has so much whiskey similarities. Is a Kalak Old Fashioned. So old fashioned, substitute the whiskey and put in a Kalak
instead.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, but the guys are in Chicago. The Avery, the Blind Barber, Volume 39, all these amazing cocktail bars. They're doing some absolutely spectacular stuff with it. It's amazing. Like cocktails I've never even heard of. They make up their own cocktails and they throw in stuff like cucumber liqueurs and so on and so forth.
You're gonna have to come back for me to taste the vodka.
Well,
we're running out of time.
I have a little present here for you.
Oh,
here's a little sample of Kalak vodka for you to enjoy.
Oh, you can't give me a whole bottle for crying out loud.
No, drink that in the car on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
I'd recommend putting it on the rocks. Put it on the rocks. It's a beautiful, beautiful drink. The guys in. So
what do you call this that you just gave me? It's like a vial.
It's a vial, a Kalak vial.
It's like what the Friar Lawrence gave to Romeo. Take this, you know. Is that what it is? A vial?
A vial, yeah. So it's kind of got that magical, mystical.
How much booze
is in
there?
It's a holy vial. There's plenty in there for you.
Yeah.
enough to get you drunk.
There's a nice kick there. Yeah. All right, I'll take
that.
Hey, what
about Hooli? You know who's speaking of bars and stuff? There's a winery. You know the Chicago winery that's on the Chicago River. City Winery, right back here.
Sharon Shannon's going to be playing there.
Sharon Shannon's going to be there next week.
13th.
No way.
Yeah.
Monday night.
That's Monday night. Yeah.
Next Monday night, she's playing at the City Winery.
Oh my God! I gotta get down there.
She's not a sponsor of the show. We gotta give this guy one
more. No, Sharon Shannon is fabulous.
She's wonderful. Hyde Irish whiskey, it's terrific stuff. You gotta come back and we'll try the vodka. Come on the other show, the crack. Stephen Randles, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Great stuff. We're loving it.
This is great, and welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, welcome to Chicago.
You're gonna love Chicago.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned earlier to Cyril. If you look at Chicago history, Chicago was built by the Irish.
You're going to be a very popular
guy
in
Chicago. Incredible history here.
The whiskey. And you know your stuff, too. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, as long as everyone in Chicago keeps drinking Irish, we'll all be very happy.
Right.
Hey, call Hooli because they're email him. I have a list of 65 Irish bars in Chicago.
I'd love to get my hands on that list.
I got to dig it out for you, okay? Do not forget, Hooli.
Okay.
We'll get that to you. But you got to help Hooli out with this film festival. Right?
Do you mind if I finish with a quote from the great Douglas Eyre?
Please.
So yes. I was going to use this when I was talking about him there. But so he founded the Gaelic League, which was all about keeping the Irish language alive and about Ireland. And when he founded it, he stated that the Gaelic League is founded not upon hatred of England, but upon love of Ireland. Hatred is a negative passion. It is powerful, a very powerful destroyer, but it is useless for building up. Love, on the other hand, is like fate. It can move mountains. And fate, we have mountains to move. So that's my favorite Douglas Hyde quote about keeping the Irish
really
language
good.
Alive.
I'm getting choked up, Stephen.
No, that's really good, Stephen. Very good.
So he was a great man.
Yeah.
And we produced a great whiskey to honor a great
God
man.
Bless him. It is
God
bless him.
Thank
it
you
a
very
great
much
whiskey.
For coming on, Stephen.
No
you're
problem.
All right.
All
Thank
right.
you very much for having me, guys. Hyde really
Irish Whiskey, Stephen Reynolds. Thanks so much. We'll be right back on It's Skinny and Uli Show after these messages from our friends. It's a cold
and it's a Celtic Thunder Symphony Tour, an exciting new show, singing with symphony orchestras, fan favorites, and best loved songs. Celtic Thunder, accompanied by a symphony orchestra, December 7th, live at the Chicago Theater. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind performance from Celtic Thunder. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or by phone.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
And we're back on the Skinny and Hooley Show. Sorry, the whiskey, you know, it's so delightful.
Hey, you were just talking about your buddy Gino Cooney, who does the crack with you on Thursday night.
Yes.
How about him on the trip?
Oh, he was the hit of the trip.
He
bingo
was
games
so
and his,
funny, and he was terrific on the bus.
His lame-o jokes.
Yeah, I know, but no one wanted to listen to us after bringing Gino. He was the hit of the. He was the rookie of the year.
He's extremely charming gentleman.
He is.
And,
he's a class guy.
I'm a big fan. You know what? I got a little announcement to make, Skinny. Last week, on October 26th, PJ and Mario D celebrated 54 years of wedded bliss. I don't know if it was all bliss. Mary tells me it wasn't all bliss. Right, Mary? But anyway, big shout out to PJ and Mary. God bless them both.
Holy, there's a Wish Fest. It's called Wish Fest at Bourbon Street on December 1st. And it's an Irish group. They have Third Blind Eye playing. I guess it's a big band. But it's at Bourbon Street, and it's for a family that's had some problems. But one of the kids in the family scored a touchdown for Notre Dame last week. The guy who's sick, his brother, scored a touchdown. He went to Marist High School. Weisher. But anyways, it's kind of an interesting, it's a great family. They put together a foundation in memory of, but anyways.
It's called Third Eye Blind.
Oh, Third Eye Blind. I don't know any of these bands. I'm sorry, Billy, okay? You're a lot younger than me. But anyways, it's December 1st. It's like $35.
What day is it?
It's a Saturday night.
Okay.
Be there. Wish Fest. Wish Fest, all right?
Wish Fest. All right, so we are very, very, very honored to have our old friend. He's got the hot water bottle ready for you all the time. You can throw it away forever. Our pal, Cyril Regan. Cyril, welcome back to the show.
Very good.
Always a pleasure to have you here, friend.
Thank you indeed.
We're just waiting for that phone call for the sponsorship deal. I'm sure any
big
week
sponsorship
now.
Deal, huh?
Holy said you were going to sponsor him as soon as you got back from Cleveland.
Yeah, we want that.
What are you going to Cleveland?
We want the Black Funeral Home sponsorship.
Okay. Okay. Well, we won't go there today. Anyway, okay. I'm here
Cyril,
about
the, thank
you do
you
so
for
much
all
for the community.
Yeah, well, you do
God
so much
you.
For the Irish community in Chicago, but thank you very much for all you do. You're sure. Always on here helping people out.
Well, we're here tonight anyway about the Vera Kelly benefit, or about the Vera Kelly
talk
card
into
game.
The microphone, thank you.
Actually, the card game that we're going to have on Sunday.
Is that 25? Is that what it is?
Yeah, the 25 card game, yeah. Right.
What's the difference between 25 and 45?
20.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, my grandmother used to play 45.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
No, that's what she was pointing at you. Yeah, Skinny, get out of here.
That was true, too.
I'll take your head off.
She was. That was the game they all played over at the house. All the
45?
Irish, all the relatives played the 45.
Is 25 wished?
No.
It's a different game.
No, it's a totally different game, but you have to be kind of...
You gotta know what you're doing.
But you're gonna invite everybody. You know? You're inviting everybody to come on what night?
Yeah, it's going to be on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Getty Park this coming Sunday, and it's going to be at 3 o'clock, as I said. And we're looking for sponsorships right now, Skinny and
Lee. Well, you're not late or anything. It's Wednesday night or it's Saturday afternoon.
Today's Wednesday.
No, it's Saturday.
Today's Saturday. Okay.
And
but we'll do anything. We love Vera. So how's she doing, by the way?
Actually, she's doing quite well, actually, right now. You know,
now, how was the big fundraiser in October? I'll bet that was a big baffle.
Sure, it was a big success.
Was that
you
October
know?
1st? Yeah.
It was a major success, you know.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people at it. And it's for a good cause, you know. She came down with cancer there last year, you know.
And she's a terrific girl and a great
actress.
She's
coming back from it since, you know. She's fighting back, you know.
Good for
but
her.
But to go back to this care game, anyway, it's at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And it's $100 for sponsorship, and if you want to play over there, it's going to be $50. And
$50 buy-in. Basically.
$50 of a buy-in. Yep. And there's going to be some food there as well, and it's going to be cash prizes as well for the winners table, you know. And if you want further information, again, give Christina Garvin a call at 630-215-5808. Or Bernie Farley. He's our great chairman.
Oh, the great Bernie.
The great Bernie is right. Yeah. His number is 630-774-1000. 1204.
Did you hear that, ladies? That was Barney Farrelly's home phone number, so he's going to be getting a lot of calls.
Well, hopefully I'll give it out again.
He's a matinee idol on the stage, we all know.
Yeah, he's fairly good on the stage, all right. And hopefully we'll have a major success in this category.
You got a good committee?
Yeah, we have actually, you know.
You guys have been working this thing.
Yes, yeah. It's about since July of this year, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
We had Jimmy Ronan and Jimmy on the show.
We had a couple different people.
Barney was down here a couple of times.
Barney was
well.
Here, and we had Maggie, can't remember her name. Maggie Murphy.
Yeah.
We had her. Yeah, she was pushing it. Yeah.
Sure. They all told us not to talk to you, just so you know.
Well, yeah.
They all said throw away the hot water bottle forever.
Sure, but this is the last event that we're having for Vera, so it's important that everybody comes out and sponsors this. And
one more big push for Vera.
That's the last
God
one, you
bless
know.
Her, yeah.
And you know, we're hoping
that's December 1st?
No, it's Sunday, the 12th. Of November.
Of November, this Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
So get out there. Yeah.
So anyway, I want to thank you guys for having us on here for us this July of
last
year.
Always a pleasure to have you on, pal.
So hopefully the sponsorship will be coming pretty soon, Mike.
I go to the mailbox every day.
You do. Look him. I'm sure you do.
So tell us about yourself a little bit, please.
He's from Roscommon.
I know, but how long have you been here?
I've been in this country 35 years. I've been in New York 12 years, and then I came here about 23, 24 years ago.
And you're very involved in the Irish community.
Yeah, we're involved.
Irish immigrant support.
Yeah, I was chairman of that there for 20 years, you know. And now I'm chairman of the Council for Immigration Reform. I took over from Billy Lawless when he became senator. I took over his gig, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, Billy got honored down in Springfield this year. Actually, yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got honored down there for the great work that he's doing in immigration. So that was amazing. There's a bunch
of
Republicans.
For the Illinois legislature, right?
Yeah.
It's great. So you're taking that over too.
Yeah. I've taken over from Billy.
So you keep yourself very busy, don't you?
Yeah, we're down in Washington there last week for 3 days, you know.
You're taking over for Billy. Those are some very big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Yes. Not just shoes, everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, absolutely. But
what were you in Washington for?
We're down there, we're meeting the Irish ambassador.
Mulhall, is that his name?
Mulhall, yeah. It's about the about the immigration thing, you know.
Right.
We're trying to get a special deal for the Irish, which I don't know whether it's going to happen.
You know, that's a good idea.
So
let's get a special deal for the Irish, you know.
Well,
forget about all these other whack jobs from Morocco and Syria and all that. Just the Irish, you know.
Okay.
At least they speak the language and everything, and, you know, they're...
Tell us what you really think, Holy.
It's a cultural problem with these other whack jobs, you know. It's like, ooh, don't get me started. Yeah.
Sure. Well, as Skinny said earlier on, you know, the Irish built not only Chicago,
they built America.
The railroads and the
canals
that's out by me, that canal that's out by me, they dug
the
that
tunnels,
by hand.
All the rail systems that run in the cities.
Sure, the bridges, the steel workers, the iron workers, all that kind of stuff. You know, they were all Irish back in the day, you know.
You know, there's a cemetery right near me out in Morgan Park.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And there's a grave there when they were digging to bring the water in from Lake Michigan out to the crib.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cave in. It collapsed.
Yeah.
There's like 72 people that were killed.
Irish people.
All of them were from Ireland. Yeah. All of them. They dug that tunnel out there by hand, and it was like 1911 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But all the water we get, every time you look into anything that's happened in Chicago, the Irish
they were part of it. You know,
and they did all the dirty work.
Sure, there's a canal out by me, and I live out there in Hickory Hills, but there's a church there, St. James's.
Oh, sure.
That's my church. That's
one of the oldest
churches
around.
But you can go around the graveyard there, and 99% of the gravestones in there are Irish, you know.
Irish born,
yeah. They dug the canal out there, and they built that church when they were digging the canal.
St. James on the canal. It's out in Lamont.
It's in Lamont, right, yeah. It's the smallest church, and it's the oldest church in the Archdiocese of Chicago, actually.
Right.
You know? It's a bit of trivia for you now.
You know what? Back when I was about 19 years old, I worked as a bricklayer's laborer out in Hickory Hills, building homes for Jackie Sullivan, We built several homes out there. The Irish were building there, and all the Irish bricklayers were there yelling at me all day. And
sure, the captain didn't.
I'm surprised you're alive the way you were.
Oh boy, they were brutal. Let me tell you.
Sure, there was no Hyde whiskey around back then.
Oh, yes, there was.
Oh, there was?
Of course. Went to lunch every day. No work got done in the afternoon, I can tell you that. But those were the days.
I'm shocked.
Those were the days, yeah.
I'll go for a siesta in the afternoon, huh? Anyway, that's where we're at, anyway. So that card game, just to refresh everybody's memories, 3 o'clock on Sunday.
$100. This Sunday. Yeah, tomorrow.
This Sunday, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Just get in the car and drive out there to Grey Lake Park and help our friend Vera.
So it's $100 for sponsorships and it's $50 to play. So, you know, there's free food and everything out there. So it'll be a great day for everybody. And it's the last act for
sandwiches.
Sandwiches, yeah. And pizzas and whatever you want. Yeah, we'll have everything for you.
What'd you say, sandwiches?
That's what Dave Cahill says, sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Got a G in it, sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Right. Sandwiches, yeah, sandwiches, yeah, or whatever.
Anyway, well, nobody makes a sandwich like the Irish in out at Gaelic Park. I know they're the best.
Yeah. There you go. But thanks again, anyway, guys, for your time and
thank you, my friend.
And all that kind of stuff.
Thanks so much,
Cheryl. Yeah. Thanks for everything you do. You're the best.
Sure, and we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
Okay.
You know?
We'll see you on the campaign.
Give our best to Vera. God bless her. Tell her who Lee said hey.
Give our best to everybody. Chris Kennedy. Yeah. Give our best to Chris.
Oh, okay. Sure, I will. Sure, I'll tell him who Lee was asking for him.
We're going to take a little break on this Guinea and Hooli show, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Thank you.
we're back, and that was Charming Mary from Open the Door for Three, The Joyful Hour. It's a new CD.
It's terrific.
By our friends Pat Broders. Well, you remember Pat.
Oh, yeah, Pat's terrific.
Pat Broders, Liz Knowles, and Kieran O'Hare. I'm just one of my favorite groups. They're going to be at Chief O'Neill's on 11-11, the 11th of November. So check them out because they are just terrific, and they were so kind to send me the CD. I love Pat Broders, but I love Open the Door for Three as well. I have their first CD, and now I have this one. So check it out. They're going to be at Chief O'Neill's at 11-11. I don't know what day that is, but you will love it. 11-11. Hey, wait a minute. That's Saturday night.
Yes.
That's Saturday night. Okay.
Tonight.
Tonight. It's tonight. It. Tonight. Tonight.
So go there tonight.
Yeah, I can't go. I'll be in Gotham tonight. But Skinny, you know.
Hey, Hooli, yeah. I want to tell everybody that we, if anybody wants to run the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, I do.
The Chicago Marathon turned away 25,000 people this year.
No kidding.
Next year, it's even going to be more difficult. You're going to have qualifying attempts. Go to sochicago.org or call me at 312-360-1158. I can get you in the marathon, but you got to run for Special Olympics. 312-360-1158. Say you want to run the marathon.
I want to run the marathon.
Because they just started registration. We'll be the first ones registered.
Already they're registering?
Yes. And wow. Also, Hooli, we're going to be opening up, and you've done this, the Polar Plunge.
I have done that.
Next week. Cyril's going to do it this year. And he's going to bring
this place. What?
He's like, what?
Like,
but it's going to be March 4th at North Avenue Beach for Special Olympics. So we got to get that word out. All right? So thanks, Hooli. And I know that we'll talk about the plunge many times between
we
now and then.
We will indeed. Skinny, you know,
I'll be in Florida and you'll forget it.
Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's Right, Heart's Wrong, any of my favorite Irish pubs, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey, Hooli, who died?
Hooli, there's not too many people that passed away.
You know, that's the beauty of it. Lately, we've been lucky, but Ann Cafferty, age 72, a native of Buncrana, County Donegal. Beloved wife of the late Michael and the loving mom of Breege, Michael, and Colleen. God rest her soul. Ann Cafferty, sent to me by Mr. Skinny O'Shea. She's from County Donegal. God rest her soul.
Don't forget Sheehy.
Sheehy's, hey, where all the right people go.
Yes.
I don't think Ann was at a different funeral home.
Or if you're really desperate, you can go call Cyril and go to his funeral home.
We got to get the name of that.
He's not going to give it to us.
That's the Amos and Andy funeral home on the south side of Chicago. Okay, I apologize. Skinny, would you give me a hand
with this door?
With this door, please! Push it!
Kevin Spacey cut from the Carol Burnett 50th anniversary show.
Oh. Who cares?
Kim Kardashian's BFF Jonathan Cheban wants to legally change his name to Dog Food.
Who cares?
Harvey Weinstein expelled from the Television Academy.
Rosie O'Donnell opens up about new, younger girlfriend, 22 years younger than her.
I am in love.
Who cares?
The Kardashians head to Utah for a quick family trip.
Who cares?
Ben Affleck on sexual misconduct in Hollywood.
I want to be part of the solution.
Yeah, right.
Who cares?
Jessica Bieber and Selena Gomez attend church twice in one day.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And
Finally,
Larry David slammed for making Holocaust jokes on Saturday Night Live.
Who cares?
Close it up.
Push it. Oh, Skinny, wait. Get on my shoulders. Reach up. Can you get that?
I got it.
Because the latch has to be. Thank you.
Cyril gave me a little boost.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Hey, I don't know if you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Great show.
Oh, my God. That Larry David. No matter. I know he's the, you know, he's.
He's a riot.
I know he offended people on Saturday Night Live, but
well,
he is
insane.
You have to
be able to offend people sometimes. And you know what? Here's the thing. Remember the show
with Colonel Klink and all that. That whole thing was about a concentration camp. And it was a hit TV show. But now they'd never, oh, you can't do that.
No, everything is offensive. But
everything is offensive.
Larry David does some funny stuff where he says stuff does.
And he's self-deprecating humor.
Very self-deprecating. Yeah. He makes fun of himself all the time. That's what's great about him. It's kind of like Jackie Gleason in that respect.
Humming.
For those of you like me that remember Jackie Gleason. And we're going to take a little break here, Hooli.
That's a great idea. We'll be right back on the Skinny and Hooli Show. These messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the Loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Thank you, Brendan O'Brien. Wow, he's the best.
He is the best. We've had a lot of fun with Brendan
over
the years.
I'll bet they serve some of that Hyde Irish whiskey at Riley's Daughter.
Yes.
I'll bet they do.
Yes, they, I'm sure they do. And they've just been great to us.
Great time here at Lizzie and McNeil's. Come on down some Wednesday night, folks. Look, they got the Christmas. I just noticed that. They got the Christmas tree up already.
Yes.
That might be a sacrilege. I don't know.
No, it's November 1st.
It's not even Thanksgiving.
I know. That's they're thankful for Christmas.
Oh, man. I can't believe it. It's Halloween, nice. It's very nice.
It is nice. But next year, Holy, like October 1st, they're going to have the Christmas tree up.
Exactly.
It's like shop. Yeah. I know you do a lot of shop.
I don't, thank God.
Hey, I had to get something from my my watch today. I went into the jewelry store on 111th Street.
Yeah.
Scheffner. So anyways, I went in there and the girl knows my daughters and everything. She told me the best story. She said, "Mr. Sheehan, you would not believe this store on Christmas Eve."
Oh, all the men come in.
She
right?
said it's insane. She yeah. said last they run in shopping. The store, and they're like, "I'm supposed to be at County Fair.
I gotta have
how much
something.
Is that necklace there?"
Yeah.
They just run in. They just pointed stuff. Give me that. Give me that. She said, "It is insane." So anyway, she said, "You should come up here on Christmas Eve. You just have to see it. The cars pull up. Guys run in." She said, "When you have women customers, it takes them an hour and a half to pick out a pair of earrings."
The guys like
the guys walk
that.
In and say, "Are those earrings? Give me."
Put
them
in
those.
A box.
Put them in a box. I'll take them.
Yeah.
Put it. You can see it though, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And so, anyways, I thought it was really good.
And you know what? I just never been into that shopping thing. When you need something, you go and you buy it, and that's it. You know.
What about shoplifting?
That is a different story. No, I've never shoplifted. Come on. Maybe when I was like 7 or 8. Quick Snickers from Waxman's drugstore or something like that. Oh, there's
we used to go up to Fink's.
Fink's, oh my gosh.
Barry and Oscar Fink, OK Food Store.
Those poor people.
And Jack Wright would go.
He'd go in and steal them
say,
wine.
Go up there and keep them busy.
Yeah, keep them busy while I go and rifle the candy counter.
And I just remember Mary Fink had the biggest arms I've ever seen, and she looked like one of those NFL players. But anyways, I'd go up and ask her questions, and Jack would sneak over in the corner, and then he would grab a couple candy bars. And now
put him
we
down
would
the
go.
Front of his pants.
It's great. So we had a lot of fun, though, Holy.
Don't forget the card game tomorrow at Gaelic Park for Vera Kelly, right? At 3 o'clock.
And don't forget Wish Fest at Bourbon Street on December 1st.
And the big raffle's coming up for Gaelic Park. Get in on that.
Yes.
I won that last year, believe me. I shouldn't say that because I'm going to buy another ticket. But I did win that. So we're heading home. Don't forget tonight. At Chief O'Neill's, open the door for 3, the Joyful Hour. They are terrific, just a terrific 3 great traditional musicians, Pat Broders, Kieran O'Hare, and Liz Knowles.
And we want to thank all our sponsors, and we want to thank all the listeners for tuning in every week. Thank you very much.
See you later.
Bye.
The Skinny and Hooley Show is recorded in front of a live audience.